first show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFA.
DRA? Daughters of the American Revolution? Or not DAR?
The DDA? The DDT?
The DDT? We don't speak for DDT?
No.
Or the CIA?
No, or the FBI? Or the NASA?
We really don't want to speak for the CIA right now.
No, we really don't.
USA?
I speak for part of the USA. My part.
The that's part right. You're sitting in right in this little that's chair, right here. This
that's it. That's
three
my
feet.
That's right.
That's my part. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Oh, and all that other stuff was because we don't speak on behalf of anybody except ourselves.
Barely.
Be the change you wish to see in the world. From Recovery 101 to you.
No, that's not from Recovery 101. That's Gandhi. Gimp.
So they heard Gandhi say it, or they just hear me say it from Recovery 101? See? From Recovery 101.
Gandhi originally said that.
Bruce,
my mug.
Bruce is channeling Gandhi.
That's right.
No, he's not. He read it off my
I'm
mug.
I'm walking around barefoot now.
In a diaper.
In a dress.
In a diaper.
Diaper.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I shouldn't have said that. I'm gonna get struck by lightning and go to hell.
I don't think... I could be wrong, but I don't think Gandhi strikes people with lightning.
No, but... He was like a divine dude or whatever. I'm sure God has something to say about that.
Was he a God guy?
Wasn't he a Buddha guy?
He was spiritual. And
oh,
God
words,
covers
so,
all of that.
Oh, I was going to say, so in other words, he specifically didn't go with
spiritual.
God, he went with spiritual.
I was a Boda bag guy.
I was a Boda bag guy, too. Mark, for those who don't know what
yeah,
a Boda
like
bag
me,
is.
What is the heck is that?
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
A Boda bag is one of those, it's a bag with a spout on one end, and you
looks
would
like
fill
leather.
It with alcohol, and you could turn it and hold it pretty much arm's length, and have the alcohol shoot a jet stream of booze directly into your mouth.
Very,
so why did I not have one of these?
Wait, very popular with skiing.
Very popular with skiing, or outdoorsmanship.
You know
or just be or just being cool when you were in Southern California.
You know what,
you
used
don't
to
have
do
to have booze in it.
You know what we used to do
with it? Well, if you didn't have booze in it, why would you want one?
Hot Dr. Pepper with vodka was a thing.
Oh, how disgusting.
On the slopes, it was
brandy. Brandy was always a thing.
Yeah, brandy is not strong enough.
No.
when you're out on the slopes, I need the 100 proof Suntory vodka.
What?
Shelly's giving us the weird look.
No, I was watching her fingers while she was knitting. I'm like, that's very fast.
Oh, Debbie's in the peanut gallery knitting away. Is it
she
knitting?
Yes, yeah, she's knitting.
Oh, she
I heard say she knits.
Okay. Well, you know what
how
that
many times
means.
Am I going to have to tell them that?
What does it mean?
Well, can you tell the difference, Mark? I'm
yes.
watching her.
I can.
Well, okay, there's no little hook on the end of that thing. I can tell that.
And there's two of them.
Yeah.
Two is knitting. One is crocheting.
Okay, two is knitting, one is crocheting. Well,
what's the needle point?
Yeah. Yeah, what's needlepoint then?
The thing you sit on at Christmas and go, ah, when your grandmother leaves it in the chair. That's what needlepoint is.
Awesome. Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
He dropped a doot.
We missed something. What happened?
Debbie was dooting, and I tried to get her to get a doot in, and she stopped when I put the microphone over.
Of course. Okay. We have shout-outs to Bill, Donald, Brian, Deborah.
Who's Brian?
I don't know. He just keeps sending us random
Brian
crap.
Brian L?
Yeah.
See, I know who it is.
And Fran sent something, I think.
Our number
Fantastic.
One Fran.
Fantastic.
I think.
Debbie, what are you doing here?
I think that was it this week. I don't know if Robert sent something, but hi, Robert. Okay, the first one I thought deserves the kazoo. So kazoo alert, kazoo alert.
Okay, we're getting there.
Okay. Quickly, quickly.
Okay. Well, we're ready. What about you?
Heroes of the week.
Is it a Mexican company?
No.
Oh.
I am not going to be able to pronounce these names, but it's four teenage girls. Their names are Duro Aina Adebola, Akindele Abiola, Faleke Oluwatoyin, and Bello Aniola. Bello Aniola.
Felatio who and Bella Areola?
Hey, this is not funny.
Bella Areola?
Is this a porn?
No. These four girls, they're from Africa.
It's an African porn.
From Lagos, Nigeria.
Okay.
They're 14 years old, and they have invented a generator that runs on urine, and it works.
What?
Yes.
A generator that runs on urine.
The urine goes into an electrolytic cell, separates out the hydrogen. The hydrogen goes into a water filter for purification, gets pushed into a gas cylinder. The gas cylinder pushes the hydrogen into liquid borax that removes the moisture from the hydrogen gas, and then the gas powers the generator.
And the electric company is pissed off.
Pissed off.
Seems legit.
And it runs on, it will run for 6 hours on 1 liter of pee.
Okay, now wait a minute. Here's the thing. It could be any kind of pee, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, like in the center of the USA, where we have 12 bazillion million cows, we could grab gallons of pee a day off of each cow and just power these things forever.
Yeah, who wants to be in charge of that?
The guys that inseminate cows, they think that that's pretty minor. You mean I don't have to stick my arm elbow deep up in this cow? I could just collect the urine? Okay.
Yeah,
so you can like milk them. Sort of.
Yeah. I think that's a fascinating idea. Now,
it is fascinating.
It was introduced at what's called the Maker Fair, which is Nigeria puts on this... Fair. M-A-K-E-R. Like inventor type of thing.
M-A-K-E-R.
At any rate,
A-A-I-R.
It's intended to highlight new inventions and
that
things.
That sounds like a good invention to me.
It's a Shark Tank thing.
You know what's been really good, though? Could they make a thing that changes urine to beer?
Well, no, they'd be the hero of the century.
Well, they're halfway home already. You could change beer to urine.
Yeah. You just got to reverse the
yeah,
process.
There you go.
Now you can change beer into energy.
Okay.
That could create more beer.
That's right.
Okay.
Use the electricity to run the local Anheuser-Busch factory.
Okay, anyway. 70%, men account for 70% of hospital admissions in the U.S. with genitourinary injuries. In other words, they did something, they zipped their Schweinsteigers into their pants or something.
Does this mean more women get arrested, 70% of women get arrested for kicking their husband in the nuts?
No.
Oh.
But that means that the other remaining 30% are made up of women who have injuries to their groinal area. Interestingly enough, a growing number of those injuries are caused by something called vajazzles.
Vajazzles?
Vajazzles.
Vajazzles.
That sounds like something you do with your hands right after you get laid. Hands. Vajazzles.
It's the jeweled vaginal area.
Yes. They put little crystal tattoo things in the genital area to make them sparkly and shiny, and it's a growing trend. People want vajazzles. I mean... Now, I used to do bedazzles, like on sweaters and T-shirts and stuff, and if the process is anything similar, I wouldn't want a vajazzle machine anywhere near me.
Do they have anything about the vajazzle competitions?
No, it doesn't say that in the story.
Where a group of women will, a single woman will get vajazzled and see who's stay on the longest?
Jeez.
Because they come off during sex?
Can I be a judge?
Because they come off during sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I be a
they
judge?
Try to see which girl makes it the longest without doing the deed.
So the one that still has her vajazzles is not
yep.
the hoe.
Uh huh.
Jeez, old Pete. I had never heard of a vajazzle.
Who would want to win that?
You know what? I really feel bad that I knew about that.
I was going to mention that, but I didn't. You know.
I'd never heard of this, but apparently
I read a lot.
It's a growing trend. about 16,000 people a year total end up in the in U.S. emergency rooms with genital injuries.
Okay.
Ow.
Do guys end up getting hurt by doing a girl who's been vajazzled?
I would think so.
Didn't say, but you'd think so.
Scrapes might be an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of like
yeah, ow.
Big grit sandpaper.
It's kind of like doing it on the beach when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
80 grit sandpaper.
Yeah, I don't care that From Here to Eternity shows them making out on the beach.
Yeah,
that's a bad idea.
It ain't good.
I did it. It's not good.
I read a lot.
I did it at the lifeguard tower, and it wasn't any better.
Brother. Let's see, in Springfield, Illinois, or it could be Springfield, Missouri. I can't remember which.
Tell us what it's about, and we'll let you know which one it is.
Ann Lamp, 34 years old,
Illinois.
She told the cops that she didn't actually remember all the details, but that she might have smoked meth with her 13-year-old daughter three or four times.
Illinois.
Yeah.
She's been charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. And
she might have smoked meth.
The 13-year-old was taken away from her. Interestingly enough, the 13-year-old, her daughter, told the cops that her mom let her smoke meth more times than she can remember, that she would smoke it, snort it, and hot rail it. And it was always her mother who gave it to her. Now, when the police went back to her and said, this is what your daughter said, she said that she gave it to her kid because the kid would throw a fit if she didn't get what she wanted.
Oh.
Is that all you got to do? That's it?
Apparently.
Will you clean your room? I won't do it, Mom! Okay, let me give you some meth. I still won't do it. Let me give you more meth.
Okay, I'll do it, but I'm going to do it really fast.
Yeah, you do enough meth, you'll do it really fast. The problem is, you'll straighten up everything in the room, and then you'll straighten it up again, then you'll straighten it up again, it'll look like just like it did the first time.
And you know what the other problem is? You won't open the door so Mom can come in and look and see.
Yeah.
I'm coming in. No!
I'm pretty sure my mom's outside.
Shh!
Okay. Now, what do we do when we have to administer, like, the slap on the wrist to one of our listeners?
Oh. You know what? I don't know if you'll hear this. This is probably a really dumb idea.
You just slapped yourself in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that was a dumb idea.
Watch. We're going to listen for it.
Hold on,
Bruce. We won't hear it at all.
Let's see it again.
Debbie thinks that's hilarious. Okay, the reason why. I am Bill P., who is, you know, Recovery 101 sponsored in part by Bill P.
You're bitch slapping Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Ooh.
Okay, you can stop sending the pictures with the giant sharks in them. Every week now, I go in to get the news, and he has somehow ferreted out a news story that has a picture of a giant shark with its mouth open trying to eat somebody. And he's doing that just because he knows. He's doing that just because he knows I don't like sharks. This week's story was about shark populations declining and that the fact that they have such a bad reputation, people don't like them, doesn't give organizations that are trying to save them much money to work with. To which I say, okay, and? So, Bill, you can stop sending me all the shark stories now. Dude. I open my mail, it's like, ah! All right, now, we're moving on to Japan.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Land shark.
Oh, brother. Saturday Night Live.
Special delivery. You're that land shark, aren't you? No, I'm not.
Okay, we're moving on to Japan now.
Godzilla.
A new
knock,
company.
Knock, knock, Godzilla.
The land of the rising sun.
Yo, Shelly.
Give her a smoke.
Whatever
quick.
It is, Shelly needs a smoke for this story. It must be a good one.
No, because you guys will not shut up about Saturday Night Live. I can't get on with the next story.
I didn't think Godzilla was Saturday Night Live.
They must have just finished sex. Shelly needs a smoke.
Godzilla Saturday Night Live?
She's a Pete.
No.
That's not how it's... Whatever.
Sweaty balls. It's almost that time of year.
It is.
For the sweaty balls.
Okay,
A
Japanese textile company has developed odor-eliminating underwear.
Well, there's a call for that.
Yeah.
Yes. The undergarments actually can absorb and disguise the smell of flatulence.
They need a booth at the chili cook-off.
Yeah.
I wonder where they did the testing for that in Mexico.
No, it's not. At first, they started with just the underwear, and they started marketing it, and they found they were originally marketing it to, like, hospitals and places where they have a lot of smelly people that fart a lot. But they found that they were getting a lot of online orders from businessmen. So they expanded their line. You can now buy T-shirts that mask body odor.
Those will be big sellers in New Delhi.
Socks that mask foot odor. They have 22 different items that you can wear on your body designed to absorb foul odors.
22?
Yes, 22.
I know where they tested them. Right. France.
Don't tell me one of them's a condom.
It doesn't say.
That'd be disgusting.
It's the fabric.
Yeah. The odor.
Are you habit of sniffing a condom after you're done?
Well, no. The thing I'm wondering is if you needed a condom that disguised odor.
Who are you sleeping with?
Yeah, that's bad.
The fabric is manufactured with odor absorbing ceramic in the material. And
okay.
I think that the fart absorbing underwear should be like a requirement. Among certain populations,
with anybody,
like
that's
library
just a good
patrons.
General. That's just a good general rule.
I don't know. The library on a rainy Friday
yeah.
afternoon.
But I have a question.
Yeah, but it
why wouldn't you just make all clothing out of that?
Yeah, and it
or
says
just,
it hides
or make a paint and just paint all the buildings that way. It's like the little. It's like the black box on an airplane. Shouldn't you just make the whole airplane out of that stuff that black box was made out of?
I saw yes. Two images, and one was from after the nuclear blast in Japan,
uh-huh.
and there's this one like Shinto arch that's still
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And then after the tsunami and earthquake,
yeah.
the Shinto arch is still there. They're like, why don't they just build all the buildings
yeah,
out of
the
same
of
the stuff
same
they
thing.
Made that Shinto arch out of?
Yeah, I've seen that arch. It's been there forever.
Yeah.
It's like a cockroach.
Through a nuclear blast.
It's like a cockroach.
But it doesn't eat as much.
Okay, now where was I? Uh-oh, I moved my...
You were
cursor.
After the smelly underwear things, or the non-smelly underwear.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, well, actually, we are at time.
Seems like we've just begun.
We've only just begun.
Okay, that's the end of the Boozy News. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
Sweet.
So,
I was waiting for dude.
Nah, I love dude. We've done that. We kind of played that out.
So Mark had something he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I was at a meeting.
We don't know what it is.
I was at
a
meeting today.
Thrill a minute.
I was at a meeting today, and had a guy in there who has had some time at one time.
Uh-oh. That means he doesn't have time anymore.
Who now rolls in with... I'm back. I've got a week. I've got 2 weeks. I've got a week. I've got 5 days. I've got 12 days. I've got 20 days. I've got 3 days.
Bruce.
I've got... So...
Bruce from an early sobriety.
He, he shared that he started to go to a meeting and pulled up to the meeting and felt uncomfortable about going to the meeting, so he went and got loaded instead.
I was going
to
say, well, it explains why he's only getting 5 days and 10 days.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so he went and got loaded instead. So, but then what he shared was he always makes the mistake of not calling somebody before he goes out and gets loaded. And then his next line was, and I can't wait until next time to see if I actually call somebody first and if that keeps me from getting loaded.
With that kind of thought process.
She's planning it.
Well, I was going to say, with that kind of thought process, I'd have to say he's going to get loaded again because he can't wait to test the theory.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I heard that shared, and it just floored me. It was like...
But here's the big question.
Uh-huh.
Did you floor him afterwards? Because that's the kind of thing where you're like, are you effing kidding me? I know you're not supposed to share at other people after they share. I might.
I wound it into my share.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Wound it into your share like, hell are you saying?
He was watching Debbie knit on the side. He said, watch me knit this guy's share into my share.
I did. I incorporated it into my share. And all I said was, you know, you might want to think about just calling somebody every day so you don't reach the point where you ever have to wonder that.
Like,
and
your sponsor that you don't have right now, probably.
Couldn't get a hold of his sponsor. Got a hold of somebody else who gave him this existential explanation of how he set himself up for going out. And the reason he did is because he decided to go to a different meeting. And if he already had 17 days that were working, why did he change up his routine?
Agreed.
Going to a Friday meeting in the city next to the city you were going to, I'm not sure that's a big change of your routine.
Well, and so what?
Yeah.
My point would be, so what?
Yeah.
I remember when I was new in recovery, every meeting I went to was a new meeting. And I didn't get loaded as a result of any of those the last time around. It's like, yeah. I went to a meeting, I'd never been to it before. So, most people, they go to a meeting they haven't been to before, they're like, oh, cool, completely different people, new stories, you know, the hot chick I never saw at another meeting because I know all the people at that meeting, these new women, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But he shared that, and I was just, I mean, it just kind of, what is that? Where does that even take place in this program of recovery that we're in?
No, that's the program of addiction. You know, let me plan my next one.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't wait to see if I can't call again.
Yeah.
What do you think, Shelly?
I think he's too stupid to live.
Wow. Shelly's been hanging around you too much, Mark.
Wow.
Shelly the other day, she took a gun with her and shot 4 newcomers. Gunned them down in cold blood.
Yeah, right. No,
put them out of their misery?
Said, I don't want to have to work with these guys.
It's like a horse with a broken leg. The newcomer's like a horse with a broken leg.
Have you heard the joke? Mm. Oh, my God, I got to tell the joke. This guy is sitting there, and there's been this car. Wait. This guy's sitting there. There's been this car accident. And he ends up having this big insurance claim, and it goes before the insurance adjuster, and the insurance adjuster calls him and says, hey, you know, we're trying to get all this money for you. And the witness, who's the cop, says he went to you and that you said that you felt completely okay after the accident. And the guy goes, well, I did. And he goes, well, why did you say that? He goes, well, I got hit by this truck that was carrying a trailer full of horses. And he went up to the horse trailer, and there was this horse making all this noise that had a broken leg, and he popped a cap in the horse's head. He goes, and then he goes over, and there's this dog laying on the ground. The dog's like, arr, arr, arr. And he shoots the dog. He goes, I'm sitting there with broken legs. He goes, how do you feel? I go, I feel great.
So, Shelly, what do you think?
So, Shelly, what do you think about that joke?
Not about the joke, please.
No, okay. Maybe he's not too stupid to live. I'm just... Okay. But that has to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Maybe he's not stupid, he just has a brain cloud. I don't know. But that is, like, not only... Like, people that go out and then they come back and they say, well, looking at it in retrospect, I can see how I set myself up for that. He's not even, like, admitting it in retrospect. He's planning it. I mean, he's saying, and out in the open.
Would this be like that old topic we did on prelapse?
Yeah. Yes.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the justification station?
Please, Shelley, continue.
I don't see how with Mr. Motormouth over here.
So when Mark says something about prelapse, he's not interrupting, and when I say justification station, I am.
Ah! Oh. You didn't say anything. You started singing.
Pardon me, boy. Is that justification station?
You started singing. This is not vaudeville. Just to let you know.
This is Recovery 101. What closer to vaudeville
That's
could
right.
you be?
We're the closest thing to vaudeville in the recovery arena there is.
Gosh. Okay, but what I want to know is go back to the guy he called. Did he call this existential guy on purpose so that he would have an excuse to get loaded? Because
no.
I had my geographically undesirable sponsor at first because that was my excuse to not have to work. But
no, he just, because he couldn't get a hold of a sponsor, so he called somebody else
in
the program.
Like
after he spent the weekend getting loaded.
And there's plenty of people like that. You know, you call them up and they get all spiritual and sure, there's plenty of those.
Yeah.
I would never say that. My first response would be, you know, read X, call me in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, because when you're in that mode, you can't tell somebody, you can't, like, start psychoanalyzing somebody, because if they feel like getting loaded, and they're telling you that they feel like getting loaded, turning into Freud is not going to help them.
It just entertains. Those of us who get to hear the story later.
Yeah, I guess it's momentary entertainment.
I'm going to give him your number, Shelley, so you can call me and you can tell him, you know, you're not worth the air you breathe.
Shut the F up.
No, I think the last time I heard the I want to use line on the phone, I think the first thing out of my mouth is, what is wrong with you?
Is that recently?
Really?
Yes.
Because last time I heard the I want to use line, the words out of my mouth were, go use. Let me know how it is. Let me know how great it works out.
Last time I heard that was a couple days ago at my store from this gal. I really want to use heroin. I looked at her and said, addiction's a bitch, isn't it? That's what I said. And she goes, it is. I go, there you go.
I think I'm going to change my line when they call me and say, I really feel like drinking. I'm going to say, get used to disappointment.
I think I'm going to change my line when they go to call me. I will have changed my line. Be a new number. Hey, what happened to Bruce? I don't know. That thing works really well, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think the whole thing is, I'm apoplectic. I don't even... I'm so astonished. I don't even know how to process that.
I don't even know if we could qualify that as prelapse. Because that's like post-lapse, prelapse. Continuing lapse. He's not relapsing.
Yeah, doesn't it? I was stunned. I thought you guys might enjoy the conversation.
He's conlapsing. Continual lapsing.
Yes, if you're planning to get loaded, are you really even sober?
Oh, no, he's not planning to get loaded. He's just planning to see if he cannot get loaded.
Okay, yeah, you dance with the devil, it's still the same waltz.
Wow, you should have saved that. Because that would have been like a cool
that would have been a great
way to close.
We're not even
thing.
That far from it either. That's awesome.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Well, oh, well isn't nearly as good.
So.
Yeah.
This guy.
Here's the thing.
Does what a lot of people do.
Here's the thing.
Really?
I've talked with this guy a lot. Good guy. Yeah, talented guy wants to be clean and sober. But when people share with me they don't understand why it keeps happening.
You know what? I think that might be...
Shelley's eyes just permanently crossed
when
I said that.
I think that might be what the problem is. You're saying he wants to be... I don't think he wants to... People that want to be sober usually stay sober. People that need to be sober are the ones that don't really stay because they don't really care to. Because if I want to stay sober, I'm going to do whatever is necessary to stay sober.
I mean, first of all, this guy pisses me off anyway because he's in his early 50s and he looks like he's in his early 30s.
Oh, bastard. Is his name John?
No.
J-O-N?
No.
Bastard.
No.
I got a buddy that's like that.
Yeah.
Frickers, like dating 20-year-olds.
And he's a good guy. It's like, This guy's our literature guy for the meeting. He built this rack. He walks in with this thing that looks like...
Nice rack.
Oh, he builds this thing. He starts unlatching the thing, and it opens into a quad-fold piece of wooden stand-up deal that holds the literature and stays enclosed. It's spectacular. It's the best-looking rack. It's one of the best racks I've ever seen.
It's going to it's gonna show up in Playboy next month. The yeah. centerfold.
I mean,
and it's
going to
go out
in
four pieces.
I mean, this guy's literature rack and Anna Nicole Smith.
That's a nice rack. Although, it's not that great. I was going to say, it's not
yeah.
that great now.
It
was.
It
wasn't its prime.
Silicone does not
That's
degrade.
Right. Silicone doesn't break down.
Yeah, but two sacks is not yeah. much to look at.
That's right.
Yeah. Send your hate mail to me. So then, what are we referring to this guy as? What is the topic of was the topic of this show then? Is this planning to fail or, we just did a thing on failure, but planning was it planning to fail?
Lapsing and lapsing, I don't know.
I've lapsed again. I'm planning to lapse. I don't know.
Traveling the slippery slope.
You know what? Slippery slope's and actually a good topic. We should do that.
We'll do that.
We should do
time.
That next show.
Okay.
Yeah, slippery slope.
Okay.
So, Shelley,
yes.
What would your final words on this moron be?
Oh no, I feel
bad.
Look,
I feel sorry for the guy, and I hope he gets it. But man, he ain't gonna get it with that kind of attitude.
Okay, now I feel bad. I'm making an amends to the guy. He's not too stupid to live. I'm very sorry I said that. I was momentarily frustrated.
And he really liked your pitch when you were at the meeting that time.
Oops.
Oh, now I have real guilt. Holy crap.
Oh, is this a guy from out there?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to lay this guy out when I go out there.
Okay. You said he didn't understand. These are my final words, but it's going to be protracted. You said he didn't understand why this keeps happening.
Yeah.
Simple answer, because he keeps taking the drugs. If before you get sober, when you're still in the disease and you're like constantly doing this, even if you try to do it and you can't stop doing it, you're frustrated and you're bewildered, the four horsemen and all that bit. Before you've got any recovery, it's not a choice. You are driven by the compulsion of your disease. Once you get into recovery, every time you go out after that, it's a choice because you are choosing the disease over the tools that you've already been given.
True.
So he doesn't know why it keeps happening. It keeps happening because he makes that choice. He has an option. Before you do something stupid, look at your alternatives. If you're standing on the edge of a cliff, you have a choice. Do you jump off the cliff or do you take a step backwards?
Tally-ho!
Yeah, I'm going to be behind you.
Mark.
Yes.
What are your final words?
Seven words.
Don't drink or use no matter what. That would cover it. My final words on this moron are... you know what? I got to tell you. And this, I'm sure if this guy listened, he would understand this. You know what?
What?
He's being a moron because I agree with Shelley. He knows there's another way to be. He had some time before in the past, you said?
Yeah.
So he clearly knows... that he should stay sober and that he can stay sober.
Yeah, he had 14 months at one time.
He's choosing not to. And if he's choosing not to stay sober, he's a hop, skip, and a jump away from being dead. So, yes, he's being a moron. I hope he smartens up and flies right. Shelley.
Yes.
Don't get too excited. Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
You can read...
What's
he runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can also get to his page by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the banner. You can read his publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. It's a lovely magazine.
Lovely.
He can also, if you run a sober living or something like that, he will also send you a few copies to throw about. Lost my train of thought. What's next?
Got derailed.
Yeah.
Franchise?
Oh, yeah. You can inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12 Step Gazette to your town. Oh, you can also go up on Facebook, the number 12 and the word Step Gazette, and click on the group and join the group and have discussions with. Well, actually, you mostly be at this point, because lately it's just been pretty much Jim and his jokes, which are hilarious, some of them.
Jay,
share one with us.
Do we have a group?
Yes, we have a group too, Recovery 101. However, when you type that in, it'll look like there are two groups. One of the groups has a little thing that says, this group is no longer active. Go to the other one.
You know what? Stay on that one.
The one that's no longer active?
Yeah. You'll probably meet the guy we were talking about.
You'll have a lot to talk about with yourself.
My favorite gym joke, you said, can we hear one of the jokes? My favorite gym joke lately was, the past, the present, and the future, I'll walk into a bar. It was tense.
A little intellectual humor there.
Okay, I liked it. I thought it was really good. My friends at work liked it, too.
Okay, you know what? I got to throw a joke in here. Okay. This one's not as intellectual. Bartender sitting at a bar. The snail is crawling up the side of the bar. Gets up across the top of the bar. Bartender looks at him, picks up the snail, goes out, throws it out in the yard. 6 months later, looks. Here comes the snail coming up the side of the bar. Snail gets up on top of the bar, looks at him, and goes, what the hell was that was about? Debbie didn't even get it.
And I've heard it 6 times.
Yeah, it was a Fausto joke.
Okay.
Debbie's still looking to find out what the punchline was. Mark!
What?
Someone's listening to the show.
Thank you very much. If you're listening to the show, we ask that you go listen on the recovery101.net site, because that will help with our numbers. So go up on recovery101.net, pick a show, click. When that show comes up, you'll see a button that says like. You will click the like button.
You will click the like.
You'll click the like button. If you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted into the numbers. If you're not, another box will come up and say, not yet a member of Podomatic.
Please join.
Yeah, and please join. We ask that you join Podomatic and become a part of the crew out there that is counted into our numbers so we can see who's listening.
Sweet.
So thanks.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook, youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, are you taking yourself too damn seriously?
No, actually, I was brushing lint off my pants.
Who's the lead out music by?
I can't remember what we used last
time. Deer in the Headlights.
I can't remember what we used last time.
Why don't you use something we haven't used in a while?
I know one of the times we used Booby Trap.
Why don't you use something we haven't used in a while?
We haven't used Kill Devil Rum Club in a while.
Yeah, there you go. KDRC.
Okay. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Lay my head down by the river, where I go is not where I've been. Sometimes I lay at night, it feels forever. I pray to God this just my end. Dream this little dream until you die. The color of the sky leads to heaven. I fell right down and I hit my head. I heard a voice and I was so familiar. I turned around, this is what she said. Laying in the corner and trying to scrape the wall, freezing from the side and I'm shivering in cold. I smoke my last cigarette, I'm crawling on the floor, I'm screaming. Forever, forever.